The word crisis is rarely used to describe something in the quiet world of libraries, but the collapse of a company that manages periodical subscriptions has dealt a heavy blow to thousands of libraries across the country. From WGLT in Normal, Illinois, Charlie Schlenker reports.
As you walk through the revolving door into Milner Library at Illinois State University, librarians are busy helping students find pieces of research.
We need to know the title of the journal.
Oh, it's called Management Accounting.
But there are fewer journals for them to consult, a lot fewer. Issues of everything from Time and Newsweek to Historia Mathematica, put out by the Canadian Society for the History and Philosophy of Mathematics, have stopped coming in the mail. A Massachusetts-based company called ROCOM coordinates magazines and journal subscriptions for many libraries, including those at Illinois State. Cheryl Elzey, the dean of the library, says ROCOM's parent, Chicago-based company Divine Inc., stripped the assets from its recently purchased subsidiary, and then said in December it would stop supporting ROCOM.
What that meant is they had suffered a financial collapse and that we all were losing the money that we had paid into that point. And in our library's case, that was well over $1.1 million.
Elzey discovered that ROCOM did not order most of the 4,000 subscriptions Illinois State had already paid for, two-thirds of its periodicals budget. And Illinois State University is not alone. Divine admits in court papers that at least 3,500 libraries are in a similar situation. Keith Michael Fields, the executive director of the American Library Association, says the top 40 losers start at $300,000. The National Institutes of Health alone is out nearly $2.5 million. It's estimated that total damages could approach $100 million.
You're talking about tremendous losses at a time when libraries are already being hit with significant budget reductions. So in many instances, this is going to result in huge gaps in collections.
The impact spreads to publishers and even to binders because libraries won't typically bind a journal if they don't have a full year's run. So how did this happen? There are plenty of accusations, ranging from a new parent company not understanding the tight profit margins of the business to the need to pay down its dot-com debt to charges of fraud. Some librarians feel burned by the timing of Divine's announcement that it was cutting ROCOM loose near the end of the receipt-rich fourth quarter. Even ROCOM asserts fraud. In bankruptcy filings, it accuses Divine of looting the company. Neither ROCOM's attorney nor a spokeswoman for Divine returned phone calls for this story. There is now a deal in the works, though, to help cushion the blow. Regina Kennemer is a spokeswoman for ROCOM competitor EBSCO, based in Birmingham, Alabama. The company recently bought ROCOM's European operations and says it's negotiating for the remaining pieces in the U.S., Canada, and Australia.
The librarians are faced now with having orders unfulfilled. So somebody needs to pick up the ball, and besides being a business decision, it's a way for us to help the library community also.
Part of EBSCO's deal is to negotiate concessions from publishers and secure their agreement to keep providing periodicals under an industry practice called gracing until new contracts are signed. Kent Mulliner of Ohio University serves on a steering committee of creditors and publishers. He says libraries would then commit to stay with the same publishers and journals next year.
That's very attractive and certainly takes us from an all-or-nothing situation to where we share the pain a little bit, but the pain is greatly lessened by their willingness to assume that load. It's pure enlightened self-interest, and I encourage it.
Many libraries, though, will find it difficult to participate in a settlement that offers just 50 cents on the lost dollar. Budget cuts and cost increases will likely prevent promises to keep taking journals. Whatever else happens, the industry will change. Though it would cost more, Illinois State University's library may place its business with two or three companies instead of one. In the short run, some libraries have contingency plans to stop buying books so they can reorder periodicals. Some are instead paying newsstand prices or even begging professors for their personal copies of journals. Meanwhile, if you can't find an issue of something in your library, be patient. It may be because the subscription isn't coming. For NPR News, I'm Charlie Schlenker in Normal, Illinois.